Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Dora hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey. Coming to you once again from the Women's Club of Minneapolis. So when you bought tickets, did you pick your seats? Did you know which seat you're going to have? So somebody bought front row tickets and didn't show up? And second row and third row and pretty much every row that I could see has a couple of empty seats in it? Is it hard to get here tonight because of traffic or something? Oh, that's too bad. Because when they come in, I'm going to shame the shit out of them. Where the fuck have you been? And you don't have a name tag. And it doesn't have a shithead on the back. Yeah, my name tag that I don't have doesn't have a shithead on the back. Hey guys, welcome. Nice to see you. There's a lot of people in the balcony wish they were where you're at, and they got here on time. It's Friday, June 19th, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Minneap. This guy tweeted today that he thought his Ben-Hur name tag was too big, and you know what? They're never too big, sir. And what does that mean? Your name is Ben? Ben-Hur. Makes perfect sense. The house lights aren't up, so I can't really see past that Ben-Hur sign. There's a blinking one that I recognize from last night. I would say you're ineligible, but it'll be interesting to see if any of the guests pick it. And thank you to everybody for bringing your name tags, and good luck. Good luck to all of you. Portland, Oregon, Doug Loves Movies returns to Helium. It's a gas this Sunday, June 21st at 4:20. Celebrate Father's Day with movie talk and trivia. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Tempe, Arizona, San Diego, Pittsburgh, Montreal, Traverse City, Michigan, New York City, London, Kansas City, Missouri, Dallas, Madison, Wisconsin, Los Angeles, Orlando, Florida, Boston, Toronto. Most of these will be listed right now at douglovesmovies.com or soon. Time for tweet relief, tweets about movies. AK Megalo tweeted, "The Theory of Everything is definitely the weirdest of the Austin Powers movies." This has been Tweet Relief, Mistaken Identity Edition. Speaking of Twitter, lots of people have been tweeting at me about doing a tagline game since that whole E.T. in his adventure on Earth argument has been going on. And at first I resisted it, but I've decided to give in. And tonight I'm going to introduce a new game. But first, let's gaze into the prize bag. We got, for the last time, I think, my penultimate, I guess I'm not going to stop making albums, but the second to last one that I've made so far, plus the new one, Promotional Tool. They're both in the bag. Then we've got a scarf from my friends at Hitman Glass, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt in one specific size. Apologies if you're not that size and you win. A SeaWorld Kills shirt that PETA sent me. They sent me a large, and I'm more of an XL, so it'd be weird enough wearing a SeaWorld Kills shirt, but also a really tight one. Would be strange. A nice hat from that says Slab Life on it that I got somewhere along the way, and it's all in a really nice backpack that they gave me when I performed at the Sasquatch Music Festival. It's even got a flashlight attached to it that you'll have to put a battery into. So good luck with that. Let's get my guests out here. Please give a big, warm women's club welcome to Abe Vanderbent, Graham Elwood, Jeff Tate, and Harmar Superstar.
Take control, women's club. Take control of your Twin Cities. Take control of your balconies.
Sit down.
Take control of Jeff Tate's beard.
Jeff Tate's beard is under control, Graham.
I saw Jeff Tate's beard at Bonnaroo. They were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we headlined.
Jeff, you're in a band called Jeff Tate's Beard?
No, they just saw the beard on Twitter and were like, you gotta fucking come here. Right? Last year we had Jack Johnson do the 8 o'clock spot and everyone fell asleep. Will you bring your beard to the stage?
Probably to nobody's surprise, Graham Elwood wins the Pete Holmes Award. It's Graham Elwood, everybody.
Periscope?
Shut that down.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
This is for the people that are here.
Yeah.
Not those fucking periscopers.
Dirty periscopers.
Graham?
Yes.
You're in town doing some shows?
Yeah, I'm actually headlining tonight and two shows tomorrow at the Comedy Corner Underground with Andy Erickson. Very funny show. 8 and 10 tomorrow, young local people.
Check that out. And what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I gave you a copy of the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies.
It's in there, you guys.
That has a foreword by Doug Benson and is available at comedyfilmnerds.com. If you win it, come to the show tomorrow night and I'll sign it. Aw, shit.
Multi-platform cross-promotion.
MPCP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Also joining us tonight, this is very exciting to me because last November on Jimmy Pardo's Pardcastathon, we put up for auction a seat on this show, and a gentleman who was the highest bidder is sitting next to Graham Elwood right now. His name is Abe Vanderbent. Let's hear it for Abe.
Hello, Women's Club.
I thought that was my intro. I'm sorry.
$3,000 was the amount of money that he spent to have this experience.
Oh, get ready. It's going to be worth every dime.
Is it, do you have any regrets about that?
Not yet.
Okay. And,
oh, you will, motherfucker.
No.
Yeah, spent $3,000 to have someone loudly whistle in your ear. What do you do for a living? Like, what compelled you to jump up here with us?
I do software development by day, and then I do improv and sketch around town in Minneapolis at night.
That's awesome. And do... is it just me, or does your glasses match your shirt?
They do.
Is that a... Do you have multiple glasses and shirts, or...
Nope, just a coincidence.
Okay.
On other days, you're all mismatched.
Correct.
Okay.
Or blind. You just walk around without your...
Or he just has seven of that shirt.
Graham, live in the moment. Stop taking pictures and periscoping. Be in this show right now here.
I'm here. I'm here, Doug. I'm present. I'm keeping
Plus,
my...
Graham is on a tight schedule tonight to get over to his other show, so at one point he's going to have to call the Uber car while we're still doing the what will probably be the Leonard Maltin game. So that's going to be exciting. And Abe, what'd you bring for the prize bag, buddy?
I brought a couple of things. First off is a book of Disney's Frozen with a magical wand with more than 20 songs included. And then a $50 iTunes gift card.
Well, that's extremely generous.
Jesus. First you're helping the kids at Smile Train, now you're giving these people music, and you're amazing.
Yeah, that's really, what wonderful stuff. So,
our friend that the listeners first met on this show in New York City, Harmar Superstar, is here.
Yeah. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Thanks, guys.
Local phenom, right?
Yeah,
you're
guess,
from
you know.
These parts.
Yeah.
We won't say which part exactly, because I hear there's a fierce rivalry.
Oh, you know, between the towns, the
yeah,
twins?
Yeah, the twin cities, they don't finish each other's sentences at all. I came up with that one last night, and I was pretty proud of myself. And what, you're just in town hanging out, visiting family and shit?
Yeah, I was recording earlier today with a band called Gay Witch Abortion, so I was doing that, yeah.
GWA.
Yeah, man. That, just hanging around, Father's Day stuff, I'm gonna see my dad and hang out.
And I appreciate you wearing your Spicoli shoes to the show.
Exactly.
The Fast Times tennis shoes.
Just
That's
in character.
That's pretty awesome. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no
and,
sweat.
And you brought something small but potent for the prize bag.
Oh, yeah. I brought a gift certificate to the Lagoon Cinema, and also you can get a pipe at the Hideaway. I've got two gift cards here for you.
Yeah, Hideaway is a local head shop.
Yeah, it's in a part of town I hate saying. Dinky Town. Dinky Town.
I got fucked up in Dinky Town.
I found out I had cancer in Dinky Town.
And Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Jazzy Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
What do you got for the bag, man?
I got all kinds of
bag
shit.
Bag man.
So there's this podcast that Tom Segura does, and I get called Hot Dogs and Gatorade on that podcast. And I have a t-shirt.
She brought
now.
A Hot Dogs and Gatorade shirt.
Does it say Hot Dogs
Fun
and Gatorade?
Fun to wear, because you have to explain it to people all day long.
No, once you wear it, like, once you put it on, it's just like a cool, like, meal idea.
So for a foodie, that's going to be perfect.
Yeah, Graham. And this one said denim on denim, because that's just, you know, that's a good way to dress, right? My shirts have advice on them. Like this one, the one I'm wearing.
Oh, you brought a ton of shirts.
No, those are only those two.
Oh.
And but the one I'm
what
wearing.
What else then?
I got some CDs. I got my first one. I got Potential.
We're really going to just toss each thing individually. Why don't
no,
you say what they
right.
are and pass it all down?
All right,
I'll take that bag, too, because all this stuff's not going to fit in the bag I brought.
And I got my second CD, Just Another Clown, and I brought the first Eels album, Beautiful Freak, because it's...
Oh, I love the Eels.
Fucking rad. That album is fucking awesome.
And it's valued at $4.98.
Yeah, there it is.
No. That's in American money. And as far as like what it'll do for your brain and soul, it's like $8.
Okay.
And where can people, people can buy these shirts, right? Where
they ZipZooApparel.com.
ZipZoo.
Yeah, yeah, ZipZoo Apparel. It's a guy in Cincinnati that owns his own thing, and he made those shirts for me. And I was like, will you tell people about my website? And I just did. Right? He makes this shirt, Decency or Death. And honestly, like, this isn't, I don't know if this is a good thing to say out loud, but like 25% of it goes to a domestic violence shelter.
Oh, yeah, what a horrible thing to say out loud.
Oh,
keep that a fucking secret. The less you sell, the less it'll help.
It's bad enough we got this asshole on the thing helping out kids. Now you gotta fucking.
You make it sound like it's pro domestic violence. This is a shelter where that happens, which.
Right, well, you know.
Do not stay there unless you want to get beat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, you guys.
They got really good kickboxing classes there, though. It's awesome. You can laugh. It's okay, folks.
You guys are making
a riff.
I like how your riff ends with you qualifying your riff. Like, you can't just riff a thing and then be like, that's the thing. You have to. You're doing what I'm doing right now, usually.
I do want to apologize for that one. I went too far.
It's, yeah, I just don't like...
As
like,
do a lot of men, and that's why they need to be stopped.
I don't know, it felt very, like, it feels self-serving to say that, but I don't want it to sound self-serving.
No, you gotta throw that in there, because it'll help sell shirts, and also it's a good cause.
Yeah, it's a good cause.
Actually, I should have said those in the other order.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right, it's a good, buy a shirt, then you have a shirt, and then also it helps people. I don't know, I feel like if they beat cancer, it'll be luck. But if, like, domestic violence, you could just, like, $50 will fucking help somebody. Tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a lot of good causes out there. Graham?
Yeah, you want me to just throw down some causes?
No, what about movies? Let's talk movies. Oh. Have you been to the cinema lately? Have you seen any of these?
I saw Jurassic World in IMAX 3D. And
what's that like? Nobody's gone so far. Everybody's curious.
I got to tell you, I've never been a huge 3D guy. I've always been like, oh, it's bullshit. But the new IMAX 3D, I saw, and the first half of the movie is just all like Spielberg, and it's just like, oh, there's cliche, and well, that guy's going to die. You know, like the fat guy bumbling around, he's dead. Like, they should put him in a red Star Trek shirt. He's fucking gone. But then, who cares about any of the cliche and the science? Just the second half of the movie is just fucking dinosaurs attacking you through windows. And 3D, it's awesome. They just go, and they just hunk, and it's just, it's awesome. There's 45 minutes of nonstop. It's the purge. It's the purge of Dinosaur Island. It's fucking great.
All right, well, maybe I'll try the 3D. I saw it flat, and I thought it was okay. I wasn't that excited about it. I was more into that part you were talking, you know, that stuff you were talking about earlier about what a bunch of cliche bullshit happens in that movie.
If you go in expecting anything other than that, you're going to be just highly disappointed. If you go in just like, it's going to be dumb, there's going to be cute kid cliche nonsense and all this backstory, it's like, who gives a shit? Just, it's, honestly, it's like if you were on a roller coaster, and you know the slow part, it like, they go through, like, and there's some dumb story, and it's like, well, I hope that asteroid field doesn't hit us, like, if you're riding in the ride going, oh, excuse me, there's some plot holes, no, just fucking woo, and go down the thing.
You sound like, you know that I've turned that entire speech, the last 6 minutes of your speech, into the sentence, he rides a horse onto a train. And you don't like the Lone Ranger, but you have this whole thing, like, fucking, the backstory sucks, but he rides a horse onto a train.
The Lone Ranger is offensive to the human race.
Yeah, dinosaurs can't be insulted by how they're portrayed.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp hasn't played a dinosaur yet. Although Mordecai should be extinct. What about you, Abe? Have you been to the movies?
I saw Inside Out earlier today.
Today?
What?
Nice. You did your homework.
I did.
And did you like it?
It's very good. Be prepared to be very sad.
Oh, no. Oh, did they bring back the old couple from Up and kill her again?
Ha 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 ha
seriously, buy Jeff Tate's t-shirt, you guys.
What if you're already sad?
Then the movie will tell you that that's okay.
Yeah, like emotions are all right.
I like the sound of this movie.
Yeah. I'm going to see it as soon as they have a screening where children aren't allowed. Were there kids when you saw it?
Far too many.
And were they wrapped with attention the entire time, or were they noisy?
They were fine for most of the time, except for one part, which I'm not going to explain because it's a spoiler.
Gives away too much. But
yeah,
they get bored during that part?
No, they all got confused at once.
Oh. That's what I can't stand the questions. I can't stand when I'm sitting near a kid and they keep asking their parent questions, you know? Because either the parent has dumb answers or it just goes, shh. And either way, I'm like, what kind of fucking parent... When I was little, they used to have a room in the back of movie theaters that was glass, and women and men could go back there and smoke cigarettes while still watching the movie. And it was also a place to bring your fucking crying babies. So there's just this fucking hot box of cancer in the back of the kiddie matinee. It was the weirdest thing.
It sounds like the Atlanta airport to me.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Right?
That Terminal A bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or those just those glass boxes where you just go in to die.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, at least
you
know.
Yeah, you don't even have to bring in your own cigarettes. Just get inside and start breathing. Yeah. Jeff, what about you? What's your latest movie watching experience?
Spy.
Spy
I saw
is great.
Spy.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not a big hit in this room, though.
Why would women like it? We're at the women's club. Let's talk about some women's films.
Yeah, Spy is about...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Spy. That movie about a woman.
There you go. Finally. That
woman
movie
who
is,
could do anything that
fucking,
she puts her mind to.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's fucking hilarious. Jason Statham is hilarious. There's no plot holes, so Graham will be able to pay attention the whole time.
Doesn't she wreck her motorcycle when she hits a plot hole?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Doug Benson, ladies and gentlemen.
Harmar. What about you?
I just came here from seeing The Wolfpack.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting documentary about this. Is it a family?
Yeah, it's a family. It's like a family of nine that's been living in an apartment their entire lives in Lower East Side, and they never leave.
And, but they love movies.
They love movies, and they like recreate like Reservoir Dogs and like tons of like crazy films. Like it's a really like kind of moving, amazing documentary.
And you saw that at the theater where you got the gift certificate.
Yeah,
that
I just it was not
stop
the last
shopping.
Movie.
I like it.
Well, I got the Hideaway gift card when I was buying a pipe earlier too. So it all just came together.
If they'd never leave their apartment, how did someone know to make a movie about them?
I don't want to go too far into it, but you know, they started surfacing a little bit when they get older, and a friend of mine actually directed it, and she met them out in the Lower East Side and found them really interesting because they'd always like travel in a pack, like the five of them would just be like dressed up in their shades with like 4-foot ponytails, and she was like, "Who the fuck are these guys?" You know,
the Wolfpack.
Wolfpack. Definitely see this. It's so good.
Check that out, you guys.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. It's nice to have corroboration. I saw a movie on TV today in my room. Paid $16 for it. If I wasn't as flush with cash as I am, I would be pretty upset. Probably wouldn't have made the purchase in the first place if I couldn't afford it. But I saw True Story with James Franco and Jonah Hill.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and they should just call it Love Story because the way those two guys look at each other for the entire movie, it's not bad. It's got the ending's kind of cool, but it was all right. That's all I have to say on that. I talked about it on Doug Loves Minis today. This is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
What a lovely, lovely voice.
What else? What? What'd I say?
I just said, what a lovely, lovely voice.
People tell me that, like, when you and I are both doing Bane, they don't know which one is doing what, and it just sounds like one guy just rambling on and on.
There is only one guy, and his name is goddamn Bane. That's his talking. He talks through both of us, like he channels us.
Lots of people brought name tags, you guys, and they're going to have a tough time picking who you're going to play for. Good luck to everybody. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. And while you do that, we're going to do a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Starting your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss, but not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. And they can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online with their Get Online Today toolkit. You get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. GoDaddy makes it super easy for you to start, run, and grow your businesses online just like they've done for millions of people. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. GoDaddy provides award-winning phone and chat support 24/7. If you have a problem or need help figuring out what products are right for your business, just call. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, the web hosting and 24/7 live customer support are totally free. Check it out at GoDaddy.com/Doug. That's GoDaddy.com/Doug. Domain include with annual plan only. See site for details. Back to the show. Hey, you guys, one other thing. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. Mostly free. And one of the reasons why advertisers love Doug Loves Movies is that they know the show has amazing listeners. About once a year, we run a listener survey to help demonstrate this to advertisers. Right now, we have an all-new survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/Doug. The survey will only take 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you'd like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interests, and the show. Who wants to listen to commercials for things you don't want to buy? We want to bring you the stuff that you need, want, or want to need. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken one of our previous surveys, I'd like to ask you to take this new one. It's completely revised, and advertisers like it when we have the most up-to-date answers. Plus, you'll have a chance at that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/Doug. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so that we can keep the show free. Now back to it. We're back. What do you have in your hand there, Graham?
I have a box of Glutinos, which is nobody else applauded, but they are some of my favorite gluten-free wafers that you can get. These are vanilla, ladies and gentlemen. Milk chocolate-covered vanilla wafers.
Can I try one?
Yeah.
Every time I eat anything that's gluten-free, it tastes exactly like it's got gluten in it.
That's the beauty.
They're right? So couldn't they just lie and shove some gluten in there?
Well, these are gluten-free, people. This is an honorable trade? Yeah, this is an honorable trade.
Who are you playing for, Harmar, while Graham is playing with
that? I'm playing for Juana Manda. And it's a really nice basketball here with Juana Amanda on it, and a picture of Doug smoking a 3D joint coming out the side.
Yeah, you can't really play with that basketball. You want to try a gluten-free?
Yeah, I'm going for it.
Glutino?
Yeah, can you hold it?
Yeah.
I'll take your basketball out of your hand.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. What's the name of the person again?
Juana Amanda.
Amanda, okay.
Or just Manda. I think Juana. Manda.
Good one, Manda. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Big Tyler and Little China.
Oh, you love that movie.
I love this movie a lot. Wow. I'm very excited about the remake because The Rock is going to be in it. And
I love The Rock.
Oh, he's the best.
He's one of my favorite actors.
He's really good.
That's an interesting sentence.
I love The Rock.
It reminds me of the time in Night Shift when that one character said, Barney Rubble is my favorite actor. Who are you playing for, Abe?
I am playing for Interstellar. Was this nice poster with Doug's face on an astronaut.
Oh, that's adorable.
Just so the astronaut?
What's the person's name?
Shell.
Shell. All right. Good job, Shell. And Graham?
Oh, my God. I've got a bucket full of treats. There's Cheetos. There's Reese's Minis. There's those awesome hot buffalo wing pretzels.
Those are all gluten-free, right?
Sure.
Why did you pick a bucket of garbage like that?
I'm fucking starving. I literally flew in. My flight was late. I'm so hungry, and then I got to go do a gig right after this. I don't know if I have time to eat, so this is what's going to go down. And
Cheetos for dinner.
Cheetos for dinner, and wash it down with some glutinos in a bucket. And her name is Carrie, and she just took the Carrie poster, the Sissy Spacek, and then just put a Doug Loves Movies logo on it. Way to fucking rebrand that shit, fucking boom.
Good job, Carrie, but the bucket of blood is a nice touch.
It is. Very classy.
A bucket of junk.
Very thought out.
They just dump a bunch of junk food on Carrie's head in the gluten-free version of Carrie.
Let's start it off with a little game called How Much Did This Shit Make?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did a Benson movie interruption of Kenneth Branagh's Cinderella at Cinefamily in L.A. a couple nights ago, and I was shocked when co-interrupter Ben Schwartz looked up how much money that movie made. It was out a couple months ago. It came out in March, I think. Cate Blanchett as the evil whatever. And let's just go down the line, and you guys guess, without going over, how much you think it made in its domestic box office run, the 2015 Cinderella. Let's start with you, Graham.
Wow.
Yeah. I was shocked. That's all I'll tell you. That's
the live action one.
Yep. Yep, where some little rats run around and help Cinderella. Little CG rats.
CG rats. God, I'm going to just pick a crazy number. I'm going to go 25 million.
It made 25 million during its entire run. And that shocked me. That was your clue, as I was shocked. Would you like to pick a bit again?
That's a number I was throwing out. Probably just that was the rat budget.
It sadly probably was.
It made $150 million.
Okay, that's better. Jeff, what do you think?
Do you want... I think you skipped Abe.
No, I didn't. I'm going to Jeff next.
Okay.
Well,
I'm...
Jeff, are you present?
Yeah, I'm just going to say 25 million.
Sean, a.k.a. Harmar, what do you think?
I think it made a fuckload, and I'm going to go with, like, $350 million.
Well, yeah, that would shock me. And Abe gets to go last, because that's the power spot in this game, and he paid more money to be on this stage than any of us. How much do you think it made?
I'll say $50
million. 50?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well... It's always interesting when somebody stumbles into the wind like Graham Elwood just did. Because it made $199 million domestic. So Graham was the closest without going over. He will fight every one of you. Or strike a pose. Either way. All right, so Graham, that means you get to go first in a brand new game. Yeah. The subject of taglines has come up, you know, like in space no one can hear you scream from the original Alien. And that came up on the show a few times recently, so a lot of people have been tweeting me saying I should do a game about taglines. And specifically, I'm going to give the credit for the title of this game, Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? was suggested by James Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-S, on Twitter. And so the idea is, Graham, I'm going to say a tagline from a movie, and this is just between people on stage, so please don't yell out from the audience, especially if the Point Break guy from last night is here. And, although actually I'm looking at it, and none of these are Point Break, so don't worry about that. Graham gets to go first. I'll say a tagline from a movie. You have a few seconds to guess. If you can't think of it, we'll move to Abe and okay. on down the line. Whenever you gets to you and you can't think of an answer, you're out.
Okay.
And just one guess, please. Don't just start yelling out a bunch of movies. the first one in a random list that I made is Don't Set Him Off.
The Hulk.
Incorrect.
The Hulk Lives.
What'd I say about multiple guesses? Abe? Any idea?
The Incredible Hulk?
That movie should have had a question mark at the end.
The Incredible Hulk Lives? Come on.
All right, we're down to Jeff.
That's John Wick.
That's John Wick, that's correct.
Oh, nice!
All right, so we're down to, it's just between Harmar and Jeff, and Harmar gets to go first on this one. And the tagline was, an education in incarceration. An education in incarceration.
Get Hard?
That's correct.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
Boom.
Jeff?
I thought it was Brubaker.
Any prison movie would have been a fun answer, but it was Get Hard. Jeff, are you curious? Are you curious?
Is it 50 Shades of Grey?
That's correct.
Wow. Jazzy Jeff.
But Jeff, are you curious?
Yeah, I was just asking you a question. I don't know what.
No.
And Harmarmar, sophistication has a name.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sophistication has a name. Let me just say it over and over again and stall for a second.
Sophistication has a name.
Oh, fuck.
And it's not, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, devil?
No, no pre-guessing, Jeff. Do you give up?
I have to guess something.
Guess the most sophisticated thing you could think of.
Marmaduke.
Jeff, do you have any idea?
Is it The Devil Wears Prada?
Nope.
Is it Marmaduke?
It was Marmaduke was so close. It's Mordecai.
Oh! Oh! So is this a tiebreaker?
Yeah,
now?
You guys are still both in it since neither one of you got that one. So we'll go back to Sean with this one. The catchphrase was, pity the bad guys. Pity the bad guys.
Pity the bad guys. Mm-hmm. DC Cab.
That would be, oh, I get it, because Mr. T is in it.
I pity the bad guys, I think, is actually the
I was like, that would be really weird.
That's awesome.
I pity the bad tippers. Jeff, do you know what it is?
I think, is it, that one sounds like it could be John Wick, too.
Right? That'd be a great name for the sequel, John Wick 2.
John Wick 2, I pity the bad tippers? Wait, I'm confused.
It's actually the tagline from the first Lethal Weapon.
Oh!
Lethal Weapon, yeah. You guys are killing it by not killing it. Here we go.
Okay.
Would you erase me?
Oh.
Would you erase me?
Did you erase me? Who yeah, framed not, Roger
it's not,
Rabbit?
It's not Eraser.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
With Timmy Rabbit. I think
shave. And
I think Roger
haircut.
Rabbit is the most famous cartoon character nobody likes.
Yeah.
Like, he was the worst part of that movie.
Yeah, I guess if they posed that question, everybody would be like, probably.
Yeah. Right away. Do you know what it is, Jeff? Would you erase me?
No, no idea.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was like AI or something.
I'm going to give you guys a softball because we got to wrap this one up. Harmar.
Oh, great. He gets to go first on the softball.
Yeah. One dream can change the world.
Shit.
Maybe it's not that soft.
No. Flatliners.
Okay, Jeff, for the win.
I think whatever game he's playing, he's winning. Like, what should this have been from? Is it Selma?
Yes.
Oh,
Selma. One dream.
That makes sense.
Can change the world. Yep. And that is whose tagline is it anyway? That's pretty fun. I like that game.
That's a fun game. That's a fun game. I like that game.
And there are a total of 3 correct answers that whole time.
Well, Jeff gets to go first this time and this next game, and then he'll be followed by Abe and Gay and Graham. And this game is called Last Man Stanton. Got lots of tweets today from people saying they have the perfect Last Man Stanton name. The perfect name, like John Leguizamo or Ali Sheedy. But I'm going to go to the man who has started the wiki page for Doug Loves Movies that has all the stats that you could ever want to read about the show. He reached out. His name on Twitter is _J_Lay_, because he doesn't want anybody to remember it or find him. Where are you at, Jay? Are you here? And he didn't make it to the show.
He's right there.
Where is he? He's just soft-spoken. Hey, there you are. Good job on that wiki, man. That's a nice. That's involved. And it lists every single Last Man Stanton game we've played, even on the mini episodes. And so he's someone that certainly knows what names have not been used. And he thinks he has a good one for us today. What is it, Jay?
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage? Nicolas Cage? Has never been played?
Correct.
I find that hard to believe, but you're the man.
It's going to be like a 5-hour game.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we'll see. It might be the last game. We'll see. No, we're doing good. We're doing good on time. So we'll start with Jeff and go to Abe, and I'm going to play along because I'm going to kick ass at this one.
Ting. Con Air.
Con Air. Classic. Don't fuck with the bunny. That was the tagline. Abe?
Ghost Rider.
Yeah. What about you, Graham?
Face Off. Face/Off. But you don't have to say it out loud.
I guess I'll take Kick-Ass. Nobody did.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Raising Arizona.
Yes. God, he's so funny in that.
Adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Kick-Ass 2.
He's in it. They show his photo. He's billed. He got paid. He's in it.
What the fuck?
He's not Bill, but they do show his photo, so I guess I have to give it to you.
Don't boo that shit. He got paid, motherfucker.
But what's the full title?
Ooh.
We all know it.
It's Kick-Ass 2, kicking more ass.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's just Kick-Ass 2.
You fucking asshole.
Oh,
That was so great. The whole theater was like, shit, what was it? Kick-Ass 2? Kick-Ass 2, The Reckoning? What was it?
I'll go with Moonstruck.
Ooh.
Did you really just do that?
Why are you doing that?
If you were a man, I would throw you out right now. That's my new rule, is from now on when a man, or if, it is the women's club, that's why she gets to stay. But I don't know why you would think that you were supposed to yell that out right then, and I hope you'll stop. Because I said that last night to a guy, and he still kept yelling Point Break. So if you are going to yell out again, just stick with Gone in 60 Seconds.
Or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, that's the preferred choice, would be to shut the fuck up. Are you someone that's never heard the podcast and somebody dragged you here and are generally an asshole? I mean, I cannot get more sick of this. Like, I cannot get more sick of people yelling out answers during the games. Like, when they're taping Jeopardy, people don't yell out when they know the answer. You're attending a fucking game show. Get your shit together. Yes, all women. This makes me so mad when I get angry at a woman, that Point Break guy. I could scream at him all I want. Nobody's going to be like, stop screaming at that guy.
But you treated him equally.
I tried to.
So...
Yeah, if you want equal pay, then you should get yelled at equally for being a fuckstick.
Well,
I don't think that's the thing you should call a lady.
Maybe she doesn't know any better because she's just like one of those women from The Wicker Man.
Nice. Oh.
Is Gone in 60 Seconds still on the table?
Of course it is.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Abe?
Joe.
Well, that's a good film.
Yeah, I like to have a big cup of that movie. people are going to fucking... I was going to say one that I might get the title wrong. And that's really embarrassing when I get the title wrong. Because people are happy to point that out to me. So instead, I'm going to go with... Vampire's Kiss. What's happening? It's your turn?
It's Graham's turn.
That guy started yelling. I was like, what are you saying? An answer? Are you saying an answer?
Why are you yelling out?
Okay. Sorry, Graham.
Vampire's Kiss?
Graham Elwood, you are a national treasure.
I really want to go for this one because I'm feeling like a hot dog, but it's really hard. Okay, Bad Lieutenant, Port of New Orleans.
No!
Bad Lieutenant 2, Port of New Orleans.
Is he right?
Let's look it up. I think I don't.
That's right. Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Fuck.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
I mean, that's pretty honorable.
I didn't want to. Oh yeah, that's as losses go, it's a really honorable one.
Sorry, Juana Mena.
Amanda.
You couldn't think of a movie that just had a picture of Nicolas Cage in it?
I was thinking about it, but I wanted to go for the glory and just let you guys just hang out.
Oh, it's the dumbest title because it's got two colons in it.
Oh, fuck
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's got twice the chance to get rectal cancer. It's
Port of Call.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
I missed Call. That's the only thing I missed. There was no two, right?
Yeah, and Leonard Maltin, the last line of his review says, bears no resemblance to the 1992 film Bad Lieutenant. Well,
there's a slight resemblance. There's a lieutenant, and he's bad.
It's bad.
You know. It's not like they did Bad Santa 2 and it was about the Easter Bunny.
They had achieved similar ranks.
Jeff, it's your turn.
Wind Talkers.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Do you know that movie's original title was Fart Mouth?
Yeah. It was Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, The Old West.
Fart Mouth.
Did you see that footage of Fart Mouth performing on stage and people started throwing bread at them? Oh, Smash Mouth, sorry.
National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets.
Oh, nice. That's what I was trying to think of, whatever it was. I was like, Book of something, Fun Times.
Watch out for Abe. Abe's the...
Yeah, he's solid.
I will go with a
wait,
little...
Wait, wait, wait. Let me say one first that you can take.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Wow. Did you just look that up or something?
No,
you
I remember.
Did you have your device out?
No, this is one of those things. I always remember, like, there's a bunch of smaller name guys in that. Eric Stoltz, they're all like Spicoli's crew, and they're like, they all became a little more famous after that. Film trivia, guys, comedyfilmnerds.com.
I saw Fast Times for the first time 2 days ago on an airplane.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There are a lot of tits in that movie for those two nice old ladies sitting next to me to be right next to me that I was not expecting. Like, I was like, I just continued to apologize. I'm very sorry. I've never seen this. I did not know. Like, we can all look away if that makes you feel better.
And they're like,
you've never seen this?
I wonder what kind of, I bet you they've had lots of ceremonies here, you know? Like, I bet you, I'm guessing maybe Peggy Sue got married here.
Oh!
Well. Peggy Sue got married.
Well, maybe once, maybe after she got married here, she had her honeymoon in Vegas.
Okay, here we go.
And of course it was Vegas because she was wild at heart.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh! I told you. Watch out for Abe.
The thing about Peggy Sue you didn't realize was actually she was a valley girl. Heating up.
I really wish I could be involved in this, but...
Me too. Because I'm about to tap out. Unless he was in a film called Tap Out.
Or me too. Could have been
any of those could have been in a movie. I'm going to go with... what was that one movie called? Fuck! Oh, I got a really good one in my head. I can picture it, but I can't think of the goddamn title. I'm going to step down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. It's disappointing when your heroes fail.
You're the comedian the Women's Club of Minneapolis needs.
Jeff?
Not the one it deserves.
Amos and Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That's a good pull.
I will go...
We're on Abe.
It's his turn.
Unless you want to...
Okay, go ahead.
Ghost Rider 2?
I think it has more of a title.
And I can't remember it. I was hoping no one else would.
Oh. Good try, though. Graham, do you know the rest of the title of that one?
No.
Or do you want to pick something else?
I can pick something else. Did somebody already do the first Ghost Rider?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I will go with a little weird, quirky film called Birdie.
Oh, yeah. With Matthew Modine.
Oh.
Oh. Jeff?
Kiss of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was when David Caruso tried to be a movie star.
Yeah.
And Sam Jackson played a guy who cried constantly.
The whole time.
Not crying, but just had water coming out of his eye.
He had a pollen allergy.
That was a remake, too. All right, Graham.
Abe's out?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm out.
Yep.
Okay,
that's
so it's
that last round when you tried to go instead of him, and then he didn't come up with it, and then you.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay, remember? Here we go. Here we go. It's coming up right now.
It's coming.
Something's
coming in Graham's head.
Better clean up. I think he's done.
No, Ghost Rider 2, Hell's Fury. That's
wow.
right.
I
they
loved,
re-released
I loved,
it in Japan under a different name.
I loved
name.
Your commitment to it.
All right, so Graham's out. That means Jeff's our winner.
Oh!
I have more.
And he's got more.
I have more.
He's got more. Hold up, everybody.
Do it. What do you got?
Hold up. What else you got?
Trapped in Paradise, The Rock.
The Rock, of course.
Yeah, that Frozen Ground movie. Jeez. Where he's a cop and Cusack's a serial killer. Something called Stolen with
it's called
Josh
Frozen
Lucas.
Frozen Ground?
Yeah.
He's made a lot of little weird things.
Yeah, those,
bringing out
okay.
the dead.
And,
does,
and
the
what's,
dead.
Jeff, for the final blow, what is the subtitle on the second Ghost Rider?
No.
No idea?
No idea.
I think it's Ed's Hardy.
The movie, the Hell movie. What was that called?
Drive Angry. I remember.
Drive Angry.
Oh, Drive Angry. Angry.
All right. What else did we miss, audience?
Yeah, we missed a lot.
Left Behind.
Oh, Left Behind.
Left Behind. He was in Left Behind.
Yeah. Yep. What's the rest of Ghost Rider? Spirit of Vengeance. Okay. No wonder that's hard to remember. It's dumb.
Wow. This,
what?
Matchstick Men.
Oh, that's a great
Matchstick
movie.
Men, yeah. The Weatherman.
Oh. Oh, the Lord of War.
Family Man.
There's what? So many.
Family
There's
Man.
There's a lot of them. Holy shit.
Shit.
Well, I'm glad we didn't play this out.
What was the black and white movie that he was that he went like early on? Rumblefish.
Oh,
fuck,
yes.
I couldn't think of Rumblefish.
Casablanca.
Yes, he was in Casablanca.
Yes.
All right, you guys, that was a really exciting round of it. Thank you. Thank you to 99.99% of the audience for not yelling out at the wrong time. Apologies to that young lady. Maybe she's, you know, never seen the show before, got excited.
Or ever
Maybe
even
she's
heard
drunk.
Of
even Maybe if she she's only seen one movie in her life. And it was gone in 60 seconds. And nobody wants to hang out with her because it's all she talks about. She has Gone in 60 Seconds Tourette's.
That would probably make all our relationships very short. Like maybe they're gone in 60 seconds.
Wouldn't take that long.
Nope.
I mean, if you were around somebody that's all they want to talk about, you'd get that impression way really quick and get the hell out of there. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Since Jeff took that thing down, he gets to start us off, and then we'll go to Sean, and then to Graham, and then to Abe. And Jeff gets to pick the first category. Graham's already in the bucket. That's really convenient that you have something to throw up in after you eat all that stuff. You just dump vomit on Carrie's head at the prom. Yeah, we couldn't kill a pig, and Graham got sick, so we just decided to go with that instead.
What's that word you say? Emetophobes? Graham is not for emetophobes.
Yeah, Graham is definitely not for emetophobes.
These are really good chips.
What kind are they? Oh, Lay's?
Ruffles.
Sorry.
Cheddar brand Ruffles.
Cheddar what?
I'm sorry, Ruffles. But I said cheddar brand Ruffles. I don't know.
My blood sugar's dropping, man. This is fucking all collapsing right now. This is not vegan. It's all falling goddamn apart.
Is cheddar a brand?
Wow, you're like trumping Sam Levine in the excuse department. Whenever he doesn't do too well, it's always because of alcohol. Jeff gets to pick between...
Sam's a bitch.
And, of course, Sam's a bitch. The category is movies about a female dog.
named Samantha. No, your options are ghetto milkshake, suggested on Twitter, the world according to ARF, and that's movies that have a dog narrating them. And as I had to explain on another show recently, that doesn't mean an actual dog narrates the movie. It's an actor representing a dog. Bert Kreischer really got stuck on that point. At C_Mattel suggested Sour Diesel, which of course is Vinny Diesel movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And your third option from Bro Jammer Josh is Going Clear, and that's movies that have an invisible character in them. Movies with invisibility. Could be an invisible dog, even.
Wow.
Which one of those do you want to play?
Going Clear.
Okay, would you like a movie with invisibility in it from 1967 or 2005? And let me just guess ahead of time which one you're going to pick.
Yeah,
2005.
Guess. 2005, yeah.
Okay. I don't know why anyone would pick 67, but I'll force it on somebody someday. 2 stars. From Leonard.
That is not how you should say that.
What?
I'll force it on someone
someday. Force it. I'm going to jam this category in their face.
If you do.
2005 is the year. 2 stars. Invisibility. Leonard says about this movie that this is not easy. This movie's going to alienate hardcore fans.
of movies?
And a famous person makes a cameo in the movie as a mailman. And Leonard lists 9 names. How many names can you get it in? Of course, moving forward, a reminder that this game is just between the folks on stage.
I'm going to say 9.
Seems like a wise opening bid. Which way did I say we're going to, Abe?
I'll go 8.
Abe knows how to play. Graham?
I'll go 7.
Graham also knows how to play.
I'm detecting
this
like
place to the Players Club of Minneapolis.
Trying to figure out the pattern, but I'm just going to randomly pick 6.
He goes 6. He says 6 names, Jeff.
I say name it.
Oh, okay. Here's your 6 names. Maria Menounos, Lori Holden, Kerry Washington, Hamish Linklater, Julian McMahon, and Michael Chiklis. Six names. What do you think it is? What? No, you have to guess.
Wait, I have to guess?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm like...
I thought you did this before.
You know, I haven't played the Leonard Maltin with you guys.
Oh, we didn't play that? Okay.
No.
So, yeah, those are
I'm
your
here,
6 names.
So I got 6. Is it Sin City?
No. Who's invisible in Sin City?
I don't remember. I don't fucking know.
I wish Jessica Alba's chaps were.
Ooh.
Women! She's a successful businesswoman. I'm just talking about her chaps in Sin City. But she indeed is in the film, and she's invisible. It's called Fantastic Four. Michael Chiklis played the thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So that means Jeff gets a point. Good job, Jeff. Good job, Sparks, just noticing weakness and pouncing on it.
No, I didn't. I knew that I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I did not know he didn't know how the game was played. I just didn't know.
All right, we're going to
start with Graham and then go to Abe, and Graham gets to pick between me, B, Tommy, B, suggested I Said Good Day. And that's Daniel Day-Lewis movies that Leonard gave 3 stars or more. I Said Good Day. Bucket of Manis suggested... Is there any Manis in your bucket there, Graham?
Yep, get a big bag of gluten-free Manis at the bottom of this bad puppy.
Passenger 57. That's movies with Josh Hartnett or Wesley Snipes. And Eric R. Stevens suggested 5882300 Empire. Actors from the TV show Empire in film. Which one of those would you like?
What was the first one?
The first one was I Said Good Day. Good Daniel Day-Lewis movies, 3 stars or more.
Danny D, baby.
Danny D.
Hi, hi.
Would you like a Danny D from 1996 or 1997? Should I have said Slevin?
96.
All right. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1996. It's got Daniel Day-Lewis in it. He says about this movie that... It's based on a classic play, and it gets off to a shaky start. And he lists 8 names. How many names can you get it in, Graham? Graham, are you with us? Or against us?
All right, fuck. I'll go 7.
He says 7 names, Abe.
I'll go 6.
Jeff. Fuck. There should be more swearing on game shows. Pat Sajak, can you solve the puzzle? Oh, fuck. Nope, that's not it.
I fucking don't. Name it.
You're giving him the 6 names?
Yeah, I'm not even sure who Daniel Day-Lewis is.
So if Abe doesn't know this, Jeff wins.
That's right. Yeah, and you can get to your show in plenty of time.
Yeah.
Just shit the bed fast.
Oh, no. Wait, do you want me to just say 5 or whatever?
That would be neat if you did that.
All right, 5. I say 5.
All right, now I got to explain to Sean what your options are, because you can ask him to name it, and then I'll give him the 5 names, and he will fail to name it, and you will get a point. Or you can bid less names and take your chances that, you know...
Well, name it sounds like the easy road. So, I'd like to have less of a challenge right now, and I think you should name it.
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Let me just give you a hint of who Daniel Day-Lewis is. Sometimes he wears a hat. But I'm really shocked that you've gotten this far in my life. My life. Like, Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't make a lot of movies, but he's a pretty huge actor to not be familiar with at all. He's always the top billed person in everything he's in. I've said too much. Here's your 5 names. you're my son, and you're disappointing me.
I feel like your vetting process needs some fine tuning. If you're upset, I've made it this far into your life. You should bring up Daniel Day-Lewis, fella, earlier in our relationship. We met 9 years ago.
It would have been very weird to bring him up, and you say, "I have no idea who that is," and I say, "I do not want to know you." Your 5 names are George Gaines, Jeffrey Jones, Rob Campbell, Bruce Davidson, and Paul Schofield. 3 more names remain.
You don't know who Daniel Day-Lewis is, so I don't even know why I'm waiting for an answer.
Is it a movie called Ravenous?
No.
All right.
But that was a great play, Ravenous. And
oh, yeah, this movie was based on a play.
It did, in fact.
Is it Cats?
Daniel Day-Lewis as Cats.
He was in a Broadway musical adapted to film called Nine, but that's not the movie
nine.
Question.
Nine. By Nine.
It's the rest of the names are Joan Allen, Winona Ryder. Have you heard of Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
And Daniel Day-Lewis. And it's called The Crucible. And you knew it!
Remember, damn it!
I wouldn't have gotten from those actors, though. I would not, like, not tell Winona Ryder.
Yeah, that was a tough pull for sure. And Jeff has 1 point, and Harmar has 1 point, and... We'll start with Abe and go to Graham. And, that'd be funny if somebody suggested playing Daniel Day-Lewis in the Last Man Stanton game, because I will immediately say yes and eliminate Jeff right away.
No, because if I go first, I'll say The Crucible. And I will make it one round.
You're a sly one. You're a sly boots motherfucker. But yeah, I picked for that, I picked two of the most obscure Daniel Day-Lewis movies because it would be too easy if it were some of his other ones, I thought, in my head. But I guess he's not that famous. My Left Foot, did you ever see that?
No. Is that the man with
Red
Shoe?
He won an Oscar for that. Did you ever hear of a president named Lincoln?
Yeah.
He was in a film about that, won the Oscar for Best Actor just a few years ago.
It's one of those hat roles.
Hats, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And he wore a similar hat in Gangs of New York, the Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he's also amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that movie.
You know who he is. All right. Abe gets to pick a category betwixt... T. Calais on Twitter suggested Mount Cushmore, and this is my Mount Cushmore, because I've smoked with these four gentlemen, the films of Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, Cheech, and Chong. I don't believe there's one that they're all in. Andrew Smith, that's a great Twitter name. That's just easy to look at and read. Andrew Smith suggested Miscavige of Justice. Miscavige of Justice, and that's courtroom movies that have a Scientologist in them. It's a particularly fun one if you've seen the movie Going Clear and know that Scientology is pure evil and that they don't have to pay taxes and they're all rich because it's supposedly a religion.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. They really figured out a smart thing to do. K.A.D. Freeman suggested S. Epitapha Merkerson, and that's movies where S. Epitapha Merkerson dies. And if you know who she is, we're friends again.
Yeah. I know exactly who S. Epitapha Merkerson is. She was on The Shield.
Though...
That was Chiklis.
Close. Yeah, that was Michael Chiklis.
It was a different black woman chief or, head cop.
Which category do you want, Jeff?
Is my turn? I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Abe. I was like looking at Jeff the whole time like, pick one. Sorry, Abe, which one?
Let's do the Scientology courtroom one.
Okay. The year is 1992. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that has a Scientologist in it and courtroom scenes. He says about this movie that it has a handful of contrivances that keep it from scoring a direct hit. And he also calls it... He also says that it's based on a play. Because I know how you love that clue. And he lists 14 names. How many names, Abe?
I'm going to go 0 names, Doug.
I love it. Graham, what are you going to do with that?
Abe, I want you to name it, my friend. Stand tall.
What's it called, Gabe?
I believe it's A Few Good Men.
That's correct.
Wait, nice. That was a play?
A Few Good Men? It was a play by Aaron Sorkin that got turned into a movie written by Aaron Sorkin. Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought for a second it might be The Crucible.
I'm not above doing something weird like that. All right, so we have a three-way tie. Graham's the only one that's not on the board. Since he challenged that last time, we're going to start with Jeff and go to Sean, a.k.a. Harmar.
Yeah.
And you get to pick a category. Jeff. Jeff.
J Boogie Down suggested The Toxic Avenger. And that's Robert Downey Jr. movies that got 2 stars or less.
Oh.
Because he is the Toxic Avenger.
Boogie.
Here's a category I just came up with today. My wife! And it's the films of Sacha Baron Cohen. And your third option is... I love that this comes up when you're playing. The other Jeff Tate, films that have Queensryche on the soundtrack. Which some would think Jeff would have an advantage in that, but Jeff has never looked up the other Jeff Tate to see. No?
No.
Which of those categories do you want to play?
I think I want to play the first one.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, yeah, that one.
2 stars or less?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a second. I totally fucked this up.
Is he the I'll Drink Your Milkshake guy from that oil movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one I should have mentioned.
Yeah, all right.
He wore a hat in that, too, I think.
I'll have some of your milkshake, please. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it's very polite the way he orders it.
Excuse me, I've abandoned my boy.
If you don't bring me a milkshake, I will beat you with a bowling pin.
I'd like to see a comment card, please.
I got to do something here real quick. I got to find a Robert Downey Jr. movie that got less than 2 stars.
While you do that, I'm going to throw a bag of Kit Kats to the balcony.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Hands up.
Are you okay?
I thought you were going to, like, throw them in. I didn't know you were going to just toss the whole bag really hard. What else can we throw?
I don't know, but why are you so... It's just right there.
Somebody... It's still... It's impressive.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. Let's see you do it.
Fuck your milkshake, Graham.
Does the balcony like donuts?
Yeah. Doug's gonna throw a bag of donuts.
How about this bottle of beer?
Does the balcony like bottle rockets and a BB gun socket? Ladies and gentlemen, do you guys like Twix Bites?
And Usher just died.
That's intense. Oh, my God.
If you want something out of that bucket, you should grab it now.
I'm going to hang on to these pretzel bites real quick and the glutinos.
And yes.
I'm keeping these M&Ms.
Everything else, I'll chuck at somebody.
The audience is all women. Just keep whipping stuff out there.
Hello. Here's a candy. I've never heard of this. Hello. My name is Sweet Popcorn. That's my prostitute name. Take that, row 8.
You should have hung on to that one. That sounds almost gluten-free.
Pardon me, I ordered a milkshake like 8 minutes ago. Is there... Right? It's like from the end.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, did you pick this category?
I picked the category that Robert Downey Jr. was in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I found one.
Okay.
A movie that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And which way did I say we're going after this? We're going to Abe?
Who knows? It keeps changing.
Yeah, that's the idea. We switch the order each time.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'm totally learning.
Yeah.
I think, okay. I think it goes to Sean.
I think it goes to me.
Okay. Because there's so much candy tossing.
I lost track.
One and a half stars for this one. It's got Robert Downey Jr. in it. It's from 1994. Leonard calls this movie a supposed satire. He also says... He also says that it's boring and repetitious.
Okay. Do I get a guess?
And Graham is acting out.
I like giving the theater audience a little extra treat.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
And you throw it right at their faces.
Yeah, I'm going to throw my mime work right in your mouth.
Zero names.
Easy, Carrie.
15 names. Can
Zero.
We play the game? Can I say how many names first and then you say?
Oh, I thought you said it.
I didn't.
Okay. How
when,
many names?
When did I say it? 15 names. How many? Zero?
Zero.
He says zero names, Sean. So this puts Sean in a tough spot because do you think you know what this movie might be?
I don't, off the top of my head. I need some names.
Because you can go negative names, and that's where you have to name the movie and name the top-billed person.
I'm fucked.
I think you might be.
Yeah.
But we've had such a good time today.
So, I'm out then.
We've had a lot of fun. No, you're just going to have to ask Jeff to name it. If he misses, you're our winner.
Okay.
But I have a feeling he's got a strong lock on this one.
No, I feel like it too. I want you to name it because I want you to win. I mean, you know, it's just solid sportsmanship here.
That's nice of you,
man. Just not good or bad, just sort of sportsmanship.
Whoever wins it, I'll throw a bag of candy to their preferred section.
Oh, they'll point like a baseball player with the bat?
Yeah.
And then you'll fucking hurl it in there?
Fucking right at their face.
If I get this right, I would like you to politely hand a bag of candy to that lady right there.
You got it.
I want to see if you can do that.
Youth or something like that. We need to learn you basic skills.
Yeah. Is it soap dish?
Harmar Superstar is our winner.
It just proves if you stay quiet and don't do anything, you might win.
The film is called Natural Born Killers.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Leonard did not care for
Leonard
it.
Leonard did not like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so that's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Let's see what he gave Soap Dish, as long as we're in the neighborhood.
Well, he's looking that up. Where do you want me to chuck this bag of candy?
Right to that guy. He wants it bad. I want his arms are up.
This
like
guy
a goalpost right there. Yeah,
okay.
You see him.
Soft toss. Nice hands.
Oh.
Get out of your chair, goddammit. If you can touch it, you can catch it. Now run a fucking lap around the theater. Bullshit.
What?
Coach Elwood is the worst. Who do you have for PE this year, Elwood?
Oh, and he doesn't use a metal whistle. He has his own. We should seat the audience like a wedding, like pro whistle on one side and anti. I won't whistle. Last time everyone got all mad on Twitter.
Do you really think the pro whistle side...
Are you guys still talking about whatever it is that you're talking about right now? Soap Dish got 2 stars. But Leonard called it farcical. I don't know if he calls it repetitious, though. But that was a really good guess, Jeff. That was my point. But congratulations to Harmar and who he was playing for.
Juan Amanda is the real winner, I think.
And the joint still survived on the ball. That's pretty good. Do you want to come down and get all your stuff, Amanda? And Graham, start us off with your plugs.
Just come to the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, where Doug will be doing Dull of His Movies and Dining with Doug and Karen. And also Mark Maron will be there, who just interviewed President Obama. That is September 18th through the 20th. Go to lapodfest.com and listen to Comedy Film Nerds. It's a lot of fun. Thank you. I'm requesting a lift because my Uber app is broken.
What do you mean it's broken?
I can't get it to fucking work. They keep texting some other number. I can't change it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's driving me nuts.
Weird.
So you're going Lyft.
I go Lyft. I don't mind Lyft.
Yeah?
They're good guys over there.
Is it working?
Yeah, it works. It's all good right. business.
How Maybe far? One of these guys could give you a ride, probably, if they want to take you out.
Yeah. Ride home, ride on her scooter. Melissa McCarthy wants to give you a ride on her scooter.
All right.
That bucket could be a good helmet.
Well, Stacy 4.9 stars is arriving in 1 minute.
That seems quick.
Oh, well, then I guess you got to get going. Graham Elwood, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Just when they think they're safe from bags of candy, he still hurls another one at them.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, give some hugs and goodbyes. Have good shows, buddy. See you later. Abe Vanderbent, what do you got to plug?
A friend of mine and I have a Funny or Die channel where we put up sketches that we shoot, write, edit together. FunnyorDie.com/AVLAMN.
Awesome. Thanks for being a great guest.
Yeah, man.
And for donating all that money to a good cause.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, man.
Smile Train fixes children with cleft palates in third world countries in there. It's a good cause. $250 saves a kid, fixes a kid's mouth for life. Jeff, what do you got to plug, buddy?
July 9 through 12, I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but where are you in January? I really want to plan ahead.
I have 2 dates in January, but you just hold on those. July 9 through 12, Go Bananas in Cincinnati. I have a Tuesday show in Cincinnati at the Urban Artifact every week. So if you're in Cincinnati listening, come to that show. It's 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. And I got a big fall tour that I'm putting together. I'm going to Chicago and Detroit and Boston and D.C. and fucking New York City and... I'll be in Minneapolis or something.
Why don't you plug your Minneapolis date?
August 13th through 15th, I'm at the Joke Joint in the other one. But it's nearby, so go there. And I'll be there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Sean.
And I have albums. Go buy my albums outside.
You always have more to say when I'm ready to move on.
I know. God
damn. Sean, what do you got? You got a tour coming up?
Not a tour. I got shows coming up in New York and Minneapolis and Fargo and Paris and St. Paul. go to HarmRSuperstar.com.
People say that sentence a lot. Paris and St. Paul.
Fargo, Paris, St. Paul. Weird routing.
Yeah. Look for him. HarmRSuperstar.com?
Yeah, HarmRSuperstar.com. I'm working on a new album, so that'll come out next year.
Great. He does great live shows, you guys. And he also is great at playing games he doesn't understand. Because he took it down tonight. So congratulations to you. And thanks again one more time to all of my guests. Graham Elwood, Abe Vanderbent, Jeff Tate, Harmar Superstar. And as always, overzealous prosecution is a shithead. People who cut you off in traffic are a shithead. Bill O'Reilly is shit.
Now it's time to talk to Roger Gunther Hockey. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the love movies.
Thanks for coming, you guys. We'll see you again soon.